For on-time delivery of scissor lifts, booms and elevated work platforms, Height for Hire at 1-800-HEIGHT.
Welcome to the catch-up. It was a packed show, wasn't it?
It was chock-a-full.
Of what?
Can't remember a thing that happened.
Well, you had a go at trying to review your first NRL game. It was very cute.
When you say I had a go and very cute, it was a great report. And I made some incisive remarks.
Yeah. That's not what our listeners thought, but anyway.
They did. They thought that I was a gibberer, and that if I kept it up, I could end up on the footy show, which I think is...
Infactual. Not many facts in there.
There was some facts in there. Score. Yeah. 34-12.
We'll give you that. It was the exact score. Well done. Dave Gleason joined us as well.
Yeah, he was awesome. And I talked about being desperate to go to the toilet yesterday.
Hilarious.
Yeah, where'd you wee?
Rebecca told us about getting the empty McDonald's container. And I think to quote her... It was a pretty good squat, she said.
Yes, it was. Always buy a large. That's what she learned. She taught us today. Enjoy the catch-up. We'll catch you on Monday.
Well, last night the NRL season kicked off. It was the Broncos versus the Dragons, and the Saints got away to a season flyer with a scoreline of 34-12. How am I going so far?
Just remind everyone, you're normally an AFL guy, but you've gone, geez, I'm in Brisbane, I'm going to have to cover the league.
So I had a little bit of exposure to it in the 80s in Canberra, and that's how I became a Raiders supporter.
Golden era.
Now,
let's go through the game.
They say that you can't win for a long time, the Dragons have been in search of their number seven, and maybe they found it last night with $6 million man Benny Hart, who actually took the game on.
That.
The intercept pass was straight out.
Did you say Ben Hart?
Hunt.
Hunt, yeah.
Okay,
sorry, that's my writing. Yep, sorry, yeah, good. Ben Hunt.
You did say Ben Hart?
You did say Ben Hart.
Sorry. Okay. It's because you're flustering me.
Well picked up.
Okay, wrong. Okay, Benny Hunt.
Can I take your paper and then you can just tell us?
I don't think he likes being called Benny. It's just Ben.
Ben. All right. Hunt. Is that another?
No, it's a free one.
We don't want to put you off your rhythm.
So anyway, it was a play straight out of the Broncos Bible as he intercepted a pass from
Matt
Lodge.
Yes. Don't steal his notes.
Matt Lodge, who has obviously been under a lot of pressure all week and was getting round Bronx cheers from the Dragons supporters all night long.
Do you remember yesterday when we spoke to Kevvy Walters? Mm-hmm. He suggested that Matt Lodge will not pass the ball.
And
the obvious reason.
He passed it several times.
Yeah. He couldn't catch it.
Once he passed it to former teammate Ben Hunt.
Well done.
Thank you very much.
No, they wouldn't have been teammates because Ben Hunt's just left and Matt Lodge has just arrived.
Well, they played for the same club.
They would never have been mates anyway.
just by looking at them. They're different kinds of men.
Keep going, mate.
They say that you can't win a premiership in footy without a great fullback, and I think that Matt Dufty is...
Who said that?
It goes back years.
No, they say you can't win without a great pack.
Yeah.
You
can't win without a great fullback. It's a rule that I've made up. And Matt Dufty... Matt, he's impassable.
Like
he's the driving force in that team at the moment, I would say.
Come on.
He's not, but go on.
This is good.
Listen, if you look at the way Billy Slater has driven from the back for Storm and for
But he adds the flourishes. Like, he's the cream on top. All the guts is up front. You've got to lay the platform.
You're talking about, the engine room, but someone's got to drive that engine room, don't they? And it's the man at the back. Yeah, okay.
And the man at the back.
Anyway, let's not make it into a ship.
How do you think the Broncos forwards went?
So I thought the Broncos, they didn't carry the ball. They didn't have possession. They looked under pressure. And so James Roberts and Sam Thaiday didn't really come into the game. Now, you are talking dummy half, and I didn't know what dummy half was until you said he's the guy that picks up the ball and then passes it the first time. But the game can't revolve around that first pass. I mean, very important, but it isn't the fulcrum of any rugby league game.
But
I mean,
Sam Thaiday was throwing crap passes all night, which didn't allow us to create any momentum, which therefore you don't get a roll on, which then influenced on Nikarima and Milford.
Influences the game, but it doesn't mean that other people are going to start fumbling the ball or coughing it up or not getting kicks through. So, I mean, the Broncos looked like they were exhausted before they went out there. And
disjointed in attack?
On a week of pressure. I think the Broncos are better than that, but the Saints have got away to a flyer as they did last season. Yeah. Can they keep the momentum up? And that is the Moon Man's wrap-up of the game.
Send that through to the
My name is Lawrence Mooney, and I'm rugby league.
Well, let's find out. Mick of Brackenridge, what do you think?
Yeah, morning, guys. I just think blogs need to be a bit careful. If you gibber on any more than that, you'll get a job on the Footy Show.
I had to, you know how a couple of weeks ago I told you that I was in that thunderstorm and I had a car accident. Anyway, got my car fixed and I had to drive down to Springwood, which is very much out of where I normally go, to change my car over and get back my old one.
You know that day two weeks ago when we went on the Smoko Shout down south and you were on the highway? Is that where you were going?
Yeah, I was going to Springwood.
I thought you were going to have an affair or something. I thought, I've sprung her here.
I've got it.
Yeah, that's why I was waving like a lunatic rather than just pretending that I wasn't going anywhere.
When you got your car fixed, was it done by a professional or is it like you've got an odd coloured door on your Magna now?
No. Okay, it was done through insurance. It was done at Motorline down in Springwood. Anyway, I went and picked it up.
Yeah.
And I'm coming back and I should have seen this and I'm frustrated with myself because I was thinking, I should probably go to the loo. Nah, I'll be right. I'll just go home. And, you know, where there was a toilet there, didn't use it. I will just say that I need to just do a wee, just in case you were wondering, because this does become important as the story progresses.
The rain brings that on too. You know, if there was a shower, that makes you want to wee a little bit more.
And you know when you don't desperately need to go and you think, I'll make it home, it's all good.
I've got control.
Right.
Never.
You've had three kids, though.
Not anymore.
Yeah, well, see, I should have been like you.
You can't control yourself?
I can't travel. I take those opportunities.
Well, I've done my pelvic floor at the traffic lights when I was pregnant, so I should be okay.
Wonderful.
I never thought I'd say that on Triple M. Yeah. Anyway, moving forward, as I'm driving, let's not go there. As I'm driving back over towards the Captain Cook Bridge, I see that traffic is starting to build up, and I'm thinking, what's going on here? And then I choose in that moment to not take the South Bank exit, but to continue on across the Captain Cook to head off to the western suburbs.
Yeah.
What a fatal mistake.
I bet you I know what the problem was.
A dickhead.
Yes.
Because they're doing
much.
All the roadworks on Margaret Street around the new casino site. They're stopping everyone. Was it all banked up?
Yes.
Yeah.
And so, what happened?
I'm just stuck in traffic, desperate to go to the, like, desperate. And you know that thing when you need to go to the loo and you can walk around and you can jiggle a bit? Yeah. You can't do that in the car.
No.
And then I'm looking at my gym bag and I'm thinking, is there anything? No, can't do that. Nope. I'm looking at a drink bottle. I'm thinking, no, I don't have a handy thing to take on a picnic. Only you do.
Yeah.
And this might be, say, I'm not going to answer this if you don't want to answer it. If you chose to wee into a drink bottle from a sitting start,
you couldn't do it.
It'd be all over the joint.
Oh, no, you can't do
You'd
that.
You'd hit the dashboard.
You can't do that.
Did you have anywhere else to go, like another appointment?
No, I had to go home.
You were going home?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so you could have just thrown a towel on the seat just given up.
I did think about, because I have my swimming stuff in the car and I had a towel and I thought, you know what I did? I ended up sitting on it.
Yeah,
just in case.
Well, I would have got a Gatorade
bottle. I didn't go.
But it just, you know, I ended up getting through the Market Street stuff and then it started to ease off fairly quickly and I ended up, and then I parked at McDonald's at Milton. You know when you're sitting in the car and you're thinking, if I get up, it may not. You know, like I've managed to hold this for so long. Anyway, I raced in and they thought I was a lunatic because my arms were waving about the place. And I was like, get out of the way.
See, that's where a lot of tradesmen go for their McPoo.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have a toilet on site.
McDonald's,
you go and have a McPoo and a McWee.
McDonald's is a public toilet where you can buy a burger, isn't it, basically?
That's exactly right.
So I'm just curious because I'm sure what happens when you're up in one of those massive forklifts or what happens if you're in a car? Yeah, like
if you take their toilet up there.
You're not going to tell that story about painters and old tins, are you?
No. But, geez, disgraceful when you think, oh, there seems to be a little bit of left in this can. No.
So where did you need to go and what happened?
Blokes weighing Gatorade bottles because you normally see that water bottle like here on the desk. It doesn't fit in there, but if you Gatorade, you can fit it in there.
But if you are, you know, desperate and you're a man, you can at least put a kink in the hose. You can actually
bend it. Do you do that? Yeah. No, you don't.
You grab hold of it.
Do you really?
No,
but you've got no chance.
Nothing.
Unless you've got a pipe cleaner or something.
Plug or something. Have you ever tried to wee in a can? I wonder if anyone's ever cut themselves.
Oh, you get it in, but you can't get it out.
Robin Bailey's nearly pissed herself, so make her feel better. Where did you go to the bathroom? Where did you have to relieve yourself? And how did you get into that situation?
The world's our toilet for men, isn't it?
Yes,
it is. The world's our toilet.
See, we don't have those sort of problems that you have. And you pull up anywhere. I think it's legal if you pull up on the side of the road as a bloke, I don't know, as a girl, and open up your two passenger doors to wee in between them.
Is that right?
I have not heard sure. this one. And yeah, in terms of made-up bloke law, I heard that if you're urinating on the curbside tyre of your own car...
Yeah, that's what I mean, over the passenger side.
But don't, because you have a prostate, doesn't that mean, because we don't, that you have less control? Isn't that right?
No, I reckon the prostate is more control.
Okay.
Don't you have to go more often if you have a prostate problem?
Yeah, I thought you did. Anyway, look, we could talk medical stuff for hours.
But you haven't got much power, I think, when you've got a prostate problem. Okay.
Julia of North Lakes, what happened to your son?
We were going for a drive and he refused to go to the toilet before we left, so he needed to pee in a Ziploc bag.
Oh, wow, that's handy.
How was his aim, Jules?
I don't know. I hope it wasn't everywhere. I certainly wasn't in the back of the car to see.
Did he get a surprise, as a lot of people do, at how warm we is?
He didn't really say anything. Let's just say he has a tendency not to go to the toilet and he's weed in more than just a Ziploc bag over the years.
Is he 19?
No, he's only 11.
Oh, bless.
That's a weird thing. What do you do with the Ziploc then?
I don't know, I guess you zipped it up and disposed of it in the bin when we filled up.
Thoughtfully.
Okay, what I'm loving about this, Julia, you sound like me, that when it comes to those sort of problems, you just go, you can deal with it. Off you go.
Yep. If you don't want to go before we leave, then you've got to find a way.
There you go. I'm with you.
You've got to learn the hard way, don't you? It's like telling kids to put a jumper on. Let them get cold. They'll learn.
Hey, yeah. Is it Crackles? Is it Crackles?
Yeah, mate.
How are you, mate? From Stafford Heights. What about you? Where have you had to go?
Unfortunately, we're on a surf life-saving trip from Gold Coast heading up to Townsville, and we pulled in the Gympie and McDonald's there, and boys had got onto the drink a little bit too much, and we started filling up the McDonald's cups, as you normally do, because they wouldn't pull over for it. And we've got the back window on the bus was still open, as the boys were tripping it out, the two girls sitting in the back got covered in it.
Oh,
I went out and back in.
That's not okay. No, that's not. That's really not. What did the girls do?
We spent the next 3 to 4 weeks cleaning everything that they can make us clean in the surf life saving club, and also we had to disinfect the bus before we dropped it off.
I bet.
Yeah, fair call, really.
Okay.
Thank you, Crackles.
Life saving.
Some people do pay for that. Yeah. So,
Rebecca, Helen's Vale. Hello. Have you had a similar situation to me?
I pretty much bang on did exactly what you did, and I can't even say it was. Yeah, when I was little, because it was about 2 weeks ago. I sit in traffic from Brisbane all the way back to Helensvale of an afternoon. Yeah. And I drive a company vehicle with my company that I'm not going to mention, plastered all over it. So same thing, kind of needed to go, and I was going to pull off at the Yatla petrol station. Mm. I'd been sitting in traffic for 45 minutes, and I thought, you know what, I can't handle another 5 minutes of not being home. I'm just going to wait, and as soon as you pass that opportunity to go...
Yeah, you're desperate.
It's on. It's going to happen whether you like it or not. So I, same thing, looked around the car, saw the towel, thought about maybe just going on the towel, but no, went for, again, the Macca's cup and the console. Wished I bought a large Coke because the medium only just did the trick, but yeah.
Now, had to wedge
So you went in the cup?
Yeah.
Yep, in the car, didn't get out of the car.
Did you have to kind of like hoist yourself off the seat?
Yeah.
It was a pretty great squat, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, so, you're carrying a lot of the load on the steering wheel and getting it into the cup.
Yeah, good. It was a good effort, right?
Did you pull over or are you still driving?
No, I pulled over.
Oh, right. Okay. I thought you were still on the road.
It's a bit dangerous.
And thank God for no pantyhose or long pants, obviously.
Mm. Yes, indeed. And Kate from Manly's called in. Very helpful for you, Robin. There is a product you can buy apparently from Raise Outdoors called Go Girl. I've seen one similar called Shiwi. So it's sort of like a funnel that if
and
you do
put
need
it down
to,
there. Yeah. Like if you go to a music festival, you just strap it on.
Go buy yourself a wee funnel. Brisbane Triple M, the big breakfast.
You're wrong.
Brisbane Comedy Festival. 70 plus acts, 31 days and 3 venues. 23rd of Feb to the 25th of March. Book now at brisbanecomedyfestival.com. Moons, best of the fest.
And certainly one of the best of the fest is Anthony Limo. Lehman Limo, you've come up on the train from the Goldie.
Yes.
Now, I gave you a text the night before last saying, listen, if you're coming to the show, mate, bring a plate. and bone up on your Brisbane gear. Have you been boning?
Now, I know the Broncos played last night. Mm-hmm. I heard your match report earlier, Moons, and Ben Hart had a good game, judging from your report.
I think you'll find out his name's Ben Hunt.
What does the dummy half do again?
The dummy half receives the ball and does the first throw, basically, doesn't he?
Yeah, that'll do.
Pass.
That's enough.
Throw.
That's before he...
That's before he dances and skips and does a cartwheel. Oh, no, that's the cheerleaders.
The AFL equivalent of that, of saying that someone catches the ball instead of marking the ball.
Yeah. But I know the differences between AFL and rugby, of course. AFL umpire, rugby or league referee. Okay. AFL out of bounds, league goes to touch. AFL, pre-season training. NRL, charges pending.
there it is. Hey, speaking of, I noticed Matt Lodge played last night.
Now, do you know who he, what he does,
well,
or
Matt
what
Lodge,
he's done?
Well, Matt Lodge, I've followed his story. And I mean, who hasn't?
Yeah, really.
Oh, you know who I feel sorry for? I feel sorry for young teenagers who are at an age where they're trying to work out their way in this world. And they're trying to work out how the world operates. So imagine being a 13-year-old and you're trying to think, how does the world work? How do I get my head around everything? And they go, well, Barnaby Joyce, consensual sex with a woman, loses his job. Mm-hmm. Okay. Bernard Tomic, bit up himself, dumped from the Davis Cup team. Todd Carney does a bit of recycling, loses his job.
Yep.
Matt Lodge threatens the life of a terrified woman and her son after bashing their father. I will give him another go.
Yeah.
Would that be a little confusing
for
kids today?
Yeah, that would definitely
today?
Be. Especially for Todd Carney. It's like you take a wee into your own mouth, you're vilified,
it
and run out
anyway.
Of the game.
It's incredible.
The poor bloke just didn't want to create a job for the cleaners.
Just, just a bit of a dick. And all of a sudden, I still can't understand why he lost his job, Todd Carney.
Well, he's getting one back.
He's coming back.
Is he coming back?
He's coming back.
He's coming back.
North Queensland.
Yeah.
Well, look, seriously, if Matt Lodge is coming back, everyone's coming back. You can't keep anyone out of the game.
Have you finished on your sport?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay. Oh, hi, Robin. How are you?
Sorry, Rob.
Hey, Robin. Lovely to see you.
Do you want to talk dummy half?
No, I don't want to talk dummy half. I want to know what you're doing in your show, Limo.
My show, it's called Happy Angry.
What have you got to be angry about?
Well,
apart from the fact that you got boned when you were number one in Melbourne.
I did get sacked from my radio job after making it to number one. There's a lesson to be learnt there. Stay middle of the road where no one notices you. That's my radio advice.
I know your feeling, Limo.
Invisibility. I think we're doing fine.
You're following my advice.
Shouldn't
so
we
far.
Ask what are you happy about? But or should we ask what are you angry about?
Well, I'm happy, angry, often about the same thing. My son, here's an example. He's 19 months old. He's a joy.
No, don't lie.
What's
they're
his
a
name?
Real pain in the ass at
well,
19
they're so
months.
Dull, aren't they, kids?
Oh, this is what
Floppy.
Kids do. His name's Laddie. L-A-D-D-I-E. Laddie. We gave him a Scottish name. No Scottish connection at all.
Wow.
Laddie.
In our world, anywhere. Yeah, we don't want him to work in a boardroom.
Do you get a lot
so
of...
So we called him Laddie.
When you say... when
no
you say Laddie
say that kid
to
Sir
William.
Do people pause and go, oh...
That's a good name.
No, because people, you say, what's their name? And I now maintain eye contact when I tell people his name because I know in their head they pause and go, that's a shit name. And then they go, oh, God, I can't let my face reveal what my brain is thinking.
That's a really sweet
so they
name.
Nearly give themselves a stroke while they're trying to maintain the straight look on their face. Beads of sweat start
that's
rolling
what
down.
We were going to call our son.
Hey, Happy Angry is this weekend, Saturday 5:30, Sunday 4:30 at the Brisbane Powerhouse. Wonderful venue. You can still get your tickets, comedy.com.au. Limo, an absolute pleasure, brother.
Hey, it's been a joy, guys. It's been a joy. And you've heard none of my jokes from the show.
Oh, excellent.
So you can come to the show.
Excellent.
Right, I was going to waste a couple on you guys, but I won't.
Not worth it.
Come to the show and you can hear them live there.
The Big Breakfasts. Sports all in.
Righto, if you didn't stay up, Thursday night football started. 34-12, the Broncos lost. That's just the headline. Mm. The other headline, Broncos never in the hunt. Ben Hunt was amazing.
I know.
The $6 million man.
Didn't he have a look on his face too? Nah.
What about when he had a look on his face when he scored that intercept try off? Is that Matt Lodge? Good at punching little men, but not real good at catching or passing.
Oh, an intercept! And away goes Ben Hunt. Brisbane are chasing him.
Oh, no, that's all right. There's try one. What else happened, Marto? Oh, well, this.
Picks up four. Now they go out to 22-6.
and then this happened.
We were a hope early in the second half when Nightingale would kind of he fumbled and pushed forward. But was he, and I don't know a lot about rugby league, stretching his foot out to try and catch the ball and have his foot out of bounds?
Ah, righto. Yeah.
Because that's when they say that he fumbled it. He didn't keep his eye on the ball. Yeah, he was too busy stretching for touch.
On the fall and everything else, yeah.
Isn't he the guy that face planted?
Oh, yeah, when he was scoring this try. Have you seen the photo?
Yeah,
it was a beauty.
Anyway, really does bite
Broncos
it.
Were disgraceful. What do we take out of it? Ben Hunt was good. Our halves were atrocious. Our forwards were wicked. Matt Lodge can't play footy. And Sam Thaiday should never play dummy half again.
They look like a team
that had just met in the car park.
No, that not only they looked distracted. They looked lackluster. I thought they'd been under a lot of mental pressure all week.
Field pressure.
Yeah, and rather than consolidating them and galvanising them, it took its toll.
Okay, give me one positive. Come on, say one nice thing about the Broncos.
James Roberts fast.
There we go.
He's such a dumb footballer.
What? What makes you a dumb footballer?
He can't read any play.
No.
Oh. Okay,
that's why he moves.
As opposed to maths and English.
When the game was in the balance and he stripped that ball on the 20-metre line, gave him a penalty, they scored, bang.
No,
dumb.
He doesn't think ahead.
Okay.
But geez, he's fast.
Really fast.
They got to complete their sets, Robin. That's enough rugby league
okay,
lessons.
Okay, good. Because I'm week. Starting they went to glaze over.
Back to the coach a couple of times, and Wayne looked old. When he's losing, he looks old. When he wins, he looks young.
Yes, winning can make you younger.
Yeah, but losing makes you look like really you've got only days to live.
Plus, he used to coach St George, so that's not good.
Can we talk about the footy show, which directly followed after? It's a brand new format. Erin Molan is the host. She sat in a royal throne, like separate from the rest of the blokes.
Did she? Because let's remember, Daryl Broman's gone. Is Broman still on?
No.
Fatty Vorton gone.
Where's Fatty gone?
They just got rid of him. They said, you're just commentating, mate. No, we're on the footy show.
If you've seen it, I'd love to get your opinion, 133353, because the other thing, I'm a chick, so I observe stuff. Erin Molan in hot leather pants and a lovely top hiding her baby bump and high heels, and there's the football players all in a line in chinos. Just with suede shoes on that obviously on? The fashion department have said, boys, you wear that colour, you wear that colour, you wear that colour.
Who's on there? Ryan
there's
Girdler?
There's a Johns.
There's a Johns.
Yeah. Joey Johns.
Yeah. Okay, Joey. There's a grey-haired guy that
Ryan
used to
Girdler.
Play for Penrith.
Yeah, I heard he was going to be on, yeah.
Bo Ryan.
Come on, you're doing well. Bo Ryan's still on.
Well, the funny thing was, let me play Bo Ryan, because Bo Ryan wasn't in the original lineup, and then when he came out, they forgot to give him a chair, so he actually had to kneel for the entire...
Was that comedy? Or?
No, it wasn't comedy. It was actually really awkward.
Well, he used to be the star of the show, so he's copped a demotion.
Well, he wasn't happy about it, obviously, because when they were talking to him about what he was thinking, he said this.
Bo Ryan, everyone. It doesn't appear to be a chair, Bo.
Couldn't get me a chair or can I seriously get a chair? Like, I want all the promos. I've actually been watching the show. It's actually quite boring. I've been out the back watching.
That's Bo Ryan's take on it.
Where do they get a crowd from? Who are these people that go, you know what, Thursday night, 9 o'clock, I'm going to go into the studio and watch that.
Some people love watching the footy show.
No.
Live from the studio.
They were dads in their, 50s who'd obviously been given a brand new jersey for Christmas or Father's Day. That's who they were.
And that jersey's always too tight.
And this was their outing.
Always too tight.
They got to wear it on the telly.
Dave Gleeson from the Screaming Jets Live. He joins us now. Friend of the show. Morning, Gleeso.
G'day, peeps. How you going?
Yeah, good. You're up early.
Yeah, I am, especially after what happened last night.
What happened last night?
Well, we've been in the studio. We're recording our Gotcha Covered album of great Australian covers. And after every session in the studio, you go out and have a session at the pub. And we went to the Prince of Wales, which is an iconic Melbourne venue.
Absolutely.
Have you been home?
Yeah, yes. I'm nearly 50. I have to go home.
You are actually 50 this year, aren't you?
I am. I'm really looking forward to it.
What does Dave Gleeson do for his 50th?
I don't know. I was actually going to put a party on because I I'm playing a lot when it's my birthday, but it turns out now that I am going to be playing away from my home. I think I'm doing a couple of gigs in Sydney, so I'm just going to have to celebrate it on the road, which is a recipe for disaster if ever there was.
Dangerous.
So you're 50 this year, and the Screaming Jets are nearly 30.
That's
so
right.
If we do the math, you got on the road with this mob of hooligans at the age of 20, just a young man.
Yeah. I was only thinking that the other day. We're setting up already for our 30th anniversary. Our 30th anniversary year next year, getting everything, getting all our ducks in a row. I'm thinking of writing a book.
Are you?
What are you going to call it?
Oh,
ducks
know.
In a row.
Do you remember it all, though?
I remember heaps of stuff, but I have two children who can both read. They're voracious readers. So I don't know what I'm even going to be able to put in there.
Right, that is
problematic.
I might have
to wait.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, you know the Great Australian Songbook? Did I see somewhere where the Triple M listeners picked the songs for it?
Yeah, we got some input from from the Triple M club listeners, and there were some very interesting inclusions in there. But a bunch of AC/DC, Angels, the Radiators, the Rads.
Oh, hey. Wow.
What Radiators song do you think we're doing?
Yep.
From the Triple M listeners.
Yeah.
Their big one. Yeah.
The one that you can't say all the lines
Which Radiator song? Yep, that's the one.
That's the one.
So you are on the road again, Dave Gleeson, with the Rock Radio Riot Tour 2018. How long is it since you had a tour of this size?
Well, we've been very lucky. We did a great tour with the Baby Animals last year. And it's one of those things that I guess the longer you go, the more people that you get to come in contact with. And to be able to go out with a band like the Baby Animals, who had all those hits, and then to find get a band like Boom Crash Opera, who also have a huge back catalogue of hits, it just makes for a great show. You know, you put two bands together, and people know every word of every song. So that's the fun part of it.
And playing live's the thing, isn't it? It's just nice to go out and see faces and. They're all.
Well, he's on at the Hammo Hotel, which is a great live venue here in Brisbane. So Saturday, 25th of August. So you've got plenty of warning to get in there and see Dave and the Screaming Jets.
Yes, indeed. If you'd like your tickets, thescreamingjets.com.au, Gleeso.
And we've got a limited, in the afternoon, we're letting people in to see us like roaming in the wild.
In your natural habitat.
In our natural habitat. We've got, we're going to be doing sound check, having a barbecue and a Q&A session with the punters. So that'll be good fun.
Hey, I had a question. A mate of mine sent a text to ask you a question. Yeah, there was a problem with handshake when Billy Idol toured here in 2015.
What? I was the only one that Billy didn't talk to. I was the biggest fan of Billy Idol, of the whole touring party, and everyone was going, oh, have you talked to Billy? He's unreal. And I'm like, no. Anyway, the only time I got to anywhere near him, I shook his hand, and he did that shake and kind of look away, like looking and walking away as he was shaking.
See you, mate.
Fresh aired you.
See you, mate.
Grab your tickets to the Radio Riot tour, screamingjets.com.au. Gleeso, always a pleasure, brother. Thanks, mate.
Cheers. Thank you very much for having me.
It's Brisbane Comedy Festival time, and in town, one of the greats in Australia, not only a great comedian, but a great bloke. And I don't say that just because he's standing here full of anticipation, but he's also a friend of the M's. It's Nick Cody. Welcome, Nick.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
You've already started off. What's your show called this year?
Loose Unit.
Loose Unit.
Loose
and you're not
Unit.
Really
Hold on, that's
loose
what his
unit.
Name is.
Moonman. Mooney's a loose unit.
Loose unit.
Yeah. I like being around loose units because they're entertaining, but I'm not much of a loose unit myself.
You were, though, weren't you, before you got married to the beautiful Looch?
Yeah. Yeah. It depends. You know what I mean? Like, what is a loose unit? To me, it's just someone that loves a drink, loves a prank, loves a laugh. So I'm still like that in some aspects of life, just not to the extent I was prior.
But you were a bike riding man because you couldn't trust yourself in a car, weren't you?
Yeah. I still ride a bike, but I just started doing driving lessons.
Oh,
hang on.
30
push
years
bike
of age.
Or
yeah, push bike. Yeah.
So hold on.
Come on, I'm 30. I'm a big boy.
He says he's not a loose unit. 30 years of age, just started doing driving lessons.
Yeah.
How's that going for you, champ?
Mate, it is starting to drive at 30 is the way to go. It's so easy. I'm not nervous, you know what I mean? Because I've lived a life. 16-year-olds are nervous when they're doing driving lessons because nothing's ever happened to them. You know, it's like, oh, 3-point turn, I've got homework due tomorrow. It's like, Nick, are you nervous? Nah, I've had chlamydia and the tax man chase me. You know what I mean?
But who teaches you? Like, I have to teach my sons because I'm a single mum. Yeah. Who teaches you?
The driving instructor.
Oh, you pay someone?
Yeah.
But you
I'm not going to ask my wife.
Why?
Oh, there couldn't be. I didn't even bother bringing it up. I don't think anything would wreck a relationship quicker.
How did you get a wife without a license? Like, wouldn't you say, mate,
just
how
Uber.
Can I go with you?
Just Uber and said it was my professional driver.
A lot of people look at your wife, Looch, and think, how did you get that wife?
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Particularly Moon, obviously.
Come on, Moon. Well, it's comedy. Every blokes in comedy tend to bat out of their league.
There's this kind of comedy rule. It's ugly men with beautiful women.
Yep.
Because comedy, I mean, you know, the sense of humour, women actually do rate it. Yeah. It's very important.
Hey, Nick, worry here. Mm-hmm. The Moon had a crack at Yuzi's wife. He kisses her on the lips. Does he do the same thing to you? There seems to be a habit.
Not that I've seen.
Oh, no, good.
But Luke said he comes over when I'm on the road, so I don't know what they're up.
Just to help out. Now, you're a married man.
Yes.
Family. Are we looking at starting a family, having children?
Yeah, trying for kids. Got to have kids soon. We've just got a dog, so that's the first move, you know.
Yeah. Have you got comedy out of the dog? A dog comes along with about five or 10 minutes, doesn't it?
Of course, 15. Yeah. I got 15 out of it. Because we rescued the dog, but by rescued I mean we paid $750. So I paid a ransom for a dog I hadn't met yet. But,
What kind of dog? What brand?
Oh, it's a Staffy.
Oh, Staffordshire Bull Terrier with a knuckly head.
Little Staffy Cross. But we don't know what it's crossed with. My wife refuses to believe it's a Bogan dog. I know it's a Bogan dog. Of course, a Staffy's a Bogan dog.
There's not many Staffy poodles, are there?
Of course. And we know that the dog's mum is purebred Staffy, but we don't know what the dad is because the dad got the mum pregnant and then the pregnant mum got dropped off at the shelter in the middle of the night. And I said, if that's not the most Bogan start to life.
Yeah, that is. So true.
Well, then the father could be Barnaby Joyce. Has it got a red face?
It's Beetroot Staffy.
If you'd like to see Loose Unit, this is the last weekend to do it at the Brisbane Powerhouse. Make sure you do. It's must-see stuff.
Make sure you do.
BrisbaneComedyFestival.com. Nick Cody, it is always a pleasure. Thanks, brother.
Thanks very much for having me.
The Big Breakfast Crime Squad. Chief, I think we got to get Marto out on the street as quickly as possible.
I know he's got to chase a pack of women and their babies.
That's right under. I've got cases coming out of my yin yang.
Now, come on. Marto, I want you to get into the CBD, up to Spring Hill and down to the valley because there's three Irish women and their four children and they're scamming restaurants by going in. They're being boisterous. They're trashing the restaurant. They're letting their kids run around unattended. They eat, they drink, and then they start making complaints. They've done it in Adelaide. They complained that there's hair in the food. They've done it in Melbourne. They've complained of allergies. And here in Brisbane, what they're doing now is starting to scream at the end of a meal. And when the restaurateur comes over, they produce a bit of glass and say, this was in the meal and my mouth is bleeding. There's one woman at a Japanese restaurant, Mrs. Yokohama Marimo from the Bird's Nest Japanese restaurant. She said she's never screamed at a customer before this time. And she knew that the glass that they produced was too thick to be from an actual glass.
I did see this I've seen some of this.
She said, Chief. I was so scared and terrified. I gave them their meals and their drinks for free, around $180 in value. Then they went outside to smoke, leaving their children unattended, running around the restaurant screaming. Then came in, demanded more food and drink.
Oh, they're slapping.
And then they left. The worst customers I've ever had.
They had vision. Now, I've obtained vision into the crime. I've got it downstairs next to the lab, my office. yes, pushing the pram. These are the style of women, pushing the pram while smoking.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
It's real slappers. Did you say they're Irish?
They are Irish, apparently. We don't want to racially profile them, but they are Irish.
Well, no, that just helps to identify.
Drunk and Irish.
We don't want to say anything bad about the Irish, but they are rotten Irish slappers.
They're rotten Irish slappers. What do you want me to do with this case?
And we want you to beat them.
no,
just
we
go
don't.
Out with a nightstick. There'll be no charges laid, no court. Just run them out of town. Take them to the city limits. Throw them in the Black Mariah. Take a couple of corners pretty heavily. Like you do when you... Who's ever been arrested here, by the way?
It's just you, mate.
Just me.
Just
okay,
you. I'm in there.
In the back of a paddy van.
you know,
you
a
lose
cop
all
man.
Dignity.
Did you get put in the back of a panty?
Yeah. Right? So they've got a metal shiny seat. There's no way you can stay on it. And you just know, you can feel the car starting to corner and go, oh, here we go. And you brace yourself. But then they right it really quickly. So you kind of get whipped against the other side. So when the door opens, they're kind of excited to see whether you've taken a beating from inside the van.
That's more interesting, because when I had to assist them with their inquiries, I got in the back of a police car.
Right.
How come they threw you in one of those? You've got to be
a
badass.
Are you drunk and disorderly?
The intersection
somewhere?
That I went through had a police car coming the other way, and they were of the opinion that I may have been able to kill them with the car that I was in.
Okay.
And so they were cross.
Yeah, they were cross.
They were cross.
Did they?
They helped me out of my car and into theirs.
Did they intentionally bump your head on any doors or? No.
They do the thing where they actually put the hand on top of your head
and they still
to protect you, but then really
push you.
Okay, my really question to you is this: how the heck did you become a sergeant in our crime squad?
Great question.
Takes one to know one.
Got a lot of experience. Yeah. Got a lot of experience on both sides of the law. So if you are out on the streets
we're looking for drunken women on a Friday in Brisbane. It's going to be tough. They'll blend in.
It's going to be a mob, isn't it? So look out for the Irish women who are going bonkers with their rotten kids and scamming restaurants.